Check, can you say your name?
Tomoko, 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 Tomoko. Tomoko, 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 Tomoko. My name is Tomoko. Ich heiße Tomoko. Ich heiße Tomoko. Ich bin Japanerin. Ich wohne in Paris. Paris. Ich habe zwei Kinder. Ich bin
Ich bin in Sokolovsko.
Ich bin sehr happy.
Ich bin glücklich.
Glücklich.
Ich bin glücklich.
Ich bin glücklich.
Okay, we are prepared. So when you are prepared, to say your name here. At first, with
I look at the camera for 8 seconds.
You say your name, and then you will wait. And
okay.
Then I will say okay.
My name is Tomoko Sauvage. I'm a musician from Paris, but originally from Japan.
Okay, and now please say your name, just your name, and then with waiting.
Tomoko Sauvage.
One more time.
Tomoko Sauvage.
Okay. So, did you present us here in Sokolovsko?
I made a performance, a concert, which lasts 2 hours with water balls. It's my instrument, original instrument, with porcelain balls filled with water, amplified with hydrophones, which are underwater microphones.
And how? What was the idea?
What was the idea? Why it was 2 hours? Because I play a lot with room acoustics, so I liked the room to be more or less empty, not empty but not full. So that's why I decided to make the people come in and go freely, so it circulates, and people are free to come and stay and leave. So that was the idea, and it's a long performance for 2 hours, quite minimalist, is kind of in a certain aspect, it's kind of installation, because people can come and go.
Yes,
really.
So is this improvisation music, experimental music? It's definition.
Yes, the definition, it's not easy to define, but it's called experimental music, maybe electroacoustic instrument. There are some improvisational aspects. I improvise too.
But you expect us something before you started, and what was this?
Well, what do I expect when I perform?
In this concrete way, in this performance.
In this performance, I don't expect anything, but it's about listening. It's about listening, and but in there's no beginning, no the end, not really. When people enter, the concert is already start. It has started, and when I leave, I leave my instrument going on, keeping on, and I just leave. So no applaudissement, how you say? Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, we are ready. I just want to say we were yesterday.
Uh-huh. Okay.
By your performance.
Okay.
And we were too late for another discussion
or
something like this because we were there and okay, we are here and we are but the another we were quiet. But I don't know if the photographer were not too loud for you.
No, it was okay, but I heard about something because the audience wasn't happy about it, right?
One guy
wasn't happy. Okay, but for me it's okay because it's part of the thing.
I'm Tony Buck. I'm a drummer, percussionist, improvising musician. I'm Australian, but I live in Berlin.
Okay. So what will you present here in Sokołowsko?
In the festival here, I'm playing with my duo group Spill with Magda Myers, who's a pianist living in Berlin.
And what is the idea of this concert? What will you present it? What was the clue of this?
We've been playing together for over 10 years, and I think the basic idea of the group is to find where the instruments, the piano and the percussion instruments, kind of overlap as far as timbral musical sounds and rhythmic approach and percussive kind of attack and resonance, and where they kind of blend and where they differ, and we kind of explore those things in our playing.
And why are you playing this? Warum spielt ihr diesen das, was ihr hier spielen wird, das genau und nicht was anderes? Was hat das in welchen Zusammenhang zu diesem hier Ort, also zu Sokołowsko, zu dem Festival? Das ist
Well, I think as a musician in the improvised music world, everybody is involved in a lot of different projects, and for me it's important that a project is about a certain thing, and there are projects I'm involved with that deal with duration or deal with noise playing or deal with referencing different genres. And the way Magda and I play together, we've always very spontaneously, when we first started playing, we were very interested in the similarities in our approach and the differences and how to deal with that. Yet there was no kind of difference in style, like there's no particular sort of stylistic thing we referenced, whereas some groups definitely do reference styles or ways of playing. It's very open what we do, so it's not really how you play the material, it's the material itself that we play with, and so that's what we're presenting here because it's what we do.
What is this for you? What is because we have got here the name of this festival is Improvising Music Festival, and there is also, it's like Experimental Music Festival. What is for you?
Well, it's interesting. Improvising is an interesting term. I mean, to me, improvising is a very important tool to play music, in that you can respond to the situation as you find it. Whereas other sorts of composed music, maybe things don't work in one space and work in the other because you're obliged to do things that are composed. As for experimental music, I don't know, like, I guess when I improvise with Magda, we're looking for things that work in the room and how the sounds are responding. In a way, where that's experimenting with the space and the acoustics. But at the same time, I think we have a very clear way of playing. It's like a conversation in a sense, and we know each other, so there are things we might converse with each other that are very comfortable, like we're presenting this idea that we have, but at the same time we're pointing out sort of situations that have just come up, like in this room we will play tonight, we don't know what it will sound like, so in a way that's experimenting with the sound, and we kind of make these observations to each other through our instruments. But in one essence, in one sense, we're not really experimenting. I think we're pretty clear what we're gonna, how we play music together.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you.
That's pleasure. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
We take it again?
Yes.
My name is Lotte Anker. I'm a saxophone player, and I am normally based in Copenhagen, Denmark.
My name is just your name and with a pulse. With like my name Lotte Anker.
Yeah. Should I also say my name is?
Without. No.
Okay. Lotte Anker. I play saxophone. And I live in Copenhagen, Denmark.
Well, thank you. And now Lotte Anker, just Lotte Anker.
And okay.
So
yeah.
Looking.
Yeah. Lotte Anker. I can say it again. It always be, it starts to get a little stiff.
It's okay.
Okay.
What did you present us here in Sokołowsko? What did you reveal from? It's in the past. What do you present it? What was the idea of your concert?
I played here in Sokolovsko. I have been playing a trio concert with a Swedish drummer, Raymond Street, and a Norwegian bass player called Per Sanusi. We are not normally a trio, so this was the first meeting for this constellation, but we have been playing I have been playing a lot with Raymond, and Raymond have been playing a lot with Per. so we played freely improvised. We had talked about some very loose concepts, but and some of them we did, but it also took another direction than we had talked about, which was good, I think.
Why and Varun, this project? Mm-hmm. Leuten, mit denen du normalerweise, mm-hmm. also du spielst nicht mit Double Drum gespielt, it was your first time. And why this concert here in Sokolovsko? Why this idea of concert?
We were invited as this trio because we had been in a project in Lviv in Ukraine. I think it was November in 2014, and so we got to know Gerard and also Susanna, and so they invited us as the, you can say, I think we are the only Scandinavian musicians here on this festival, so we are kind of representing that voice on the Sanatorium Festival. That's a super big question. So for me, first of all, improvisation is basic. I mean, obvious about improvise, which means you play in the now. You don't have any set rules, except those you might have made up. So you can. I'm also a composer, and you can compare it, of course, to. Composing in the way that you are creating music, you're also creating the forms, but in improvisation you are doing it in the now, so there's no time for reflection or erase. And also you are creating with other people if you are playing with other people. There are many, how can I say, schools and directions or approaches to improvisation, and I personally am doing, I think, a pretty broad spectrum of, I have a background in jazz, more free jazz, But I have also worked with contemporary classical musicians and composers. So it for me it depends of the situation and the other people and like how my approach to that group's concert would be.
But why improvisation? Because for improvisation, as you said, you need a grant. You need you must have wissen haben the Gründe für Musik um zu improvisieren.
You mean knowledge or
yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I think it. For me, improvisation is an art form, like a way, an artistic way of expressing something. And of course, it involves the more experience you have, and the more you have developed a language and know of different ways of approaching it, the more nuances it get, and the more interesting ways it can go. But it's important to keep it fresh, of course, all the time, and that's also something you can rehearse or train with yourself.
Okay, thank you.
Is that okay? Yeah. Sometimes I don't know.
Hi, my name is Magda Myers. I'm a pianist, and I'm from Germany.
Okay, and now just your name.
In the camera. Hi, my name is Magda. My name is Magda Myers.
Just Magda Myers.
Magda Myers. Okay. My name is Magda Myers.
Was war die Idee über diesen Konzept? Konzept über das, was wirst du präsentieren hier in Sokolowsko?
There's not really a concept. So I'm a pianist and I improvise. And the concert I will be playing here is with a drummer, Tony Buck, and we've been playing together for a long time. So we found this language together, and yeah, I don't know what the concert will be like, because it's all improvised.
Aber es gibt sowas wie Erwartungen, das sollte wie ein Adventure sein, und dass ihr wollt alle Publikum für seinen speziellen Adventure mitnehmen, aber es ist in eine spezifische Sphäre, wollt ihr hingehen, woher?
Well, I guess what we're interested in is sound and a kind of language and a communication, both with each other and I guess also with the audience, to some extent, because they're important, because they're listening and contributing to the music. And yeah, I guess you could say we're taking them on an adventure, like a listening experience. Yeah.
Warum kommunizierst du? Weil das, was du spielst, ist das Improvisation. Und warum nimmst du als Improvisation, als ein mit Improvisation, warum fängst du eine Diskussion, also musische Diskussion mit dem Publikum? Warum mit Improvisation? Warum Improvisation? Hast du das gewählt?
I started playing piano when I was 8 years old, and it was classical music, and I was always interested in playing without having sheets or music in front of me, just being able to play without a fixed, something fixed beforehand. So I guess it came through playing classical music, and then I got interested in jazz, because that was something that people pointed out, if you want to play improvised music, you should look into jazz, and I got interested in that, and then slowly I moved away from it and more into a sound-based improvisation. It just happened. It was really quite organic and just exploring sounds and stuff that the piano could do. And for me, improvisation is really important, and it makes sense for what I do, because as a pianist you deal with different instruments every day or every time you play, and with a different venue, and you have to react quickly to that. And so yeah, I really like doing that, and I think it gives something very special to the audience as well.
We had yesterday wir haben gehört, dass für diejenigen, die nicht Musiker sind, also die spielen keine Instrumente, die improvisieren, ist wichtig für einen Eingang zur Improvisation Music Soundscape, dass die fangen an zu hören, was man hört, wenn man spazieren geht, oder was ist der erste Schritt für diejenigen, die für diesen Adventure fahren wollen?
I think what's important for an audience that hasn't experienced that kind of music is basically openness. You have to be open to maybe sounds or events or things to happen that you're not used to, and the soundscape or environmental soundscape that you hear every day, little sounds that you maybe don't pay attention to, that could be a great way of getting into that. I mean, that's also something that inspires me for sure, and maybe it also changes your idea of music in general, what music is. What's the difference between a sound or noise and music and all that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.